Hi, this is Barbara Nebraska, and today is September 30th, 2010. And yay, I officially did it. I am now a presenter. Today was our fall teachers conference for the Archdiocese, and the theme was the focus for the 21st century, living our faith, pursuing our vision, achieving academic excellence. Well, when I heard that the theme was on the 21st century, way back in the spring, I thought, you know, I really should present. So I worked something up and put a wiki up and had a few ideas and emailed that off, and they accepted me. And I put this wiki together, and today I presented two sessions. I had about 25 in my first session, about 10 in the second session. And we had four breakout sessions for this conference. And the first two sessions was when the keynote was giving their presentation. So considering people skipped the keynote to listen to me, I think that's pretty good. And I'm really proud of myself. I did it. I have now become a presenter. And it wasn't as bad as I thought. I think it's because I was so passionate and I was so comfortable with my content. It wasn't that bad. And I'm also among friendly faces, fellow Catholic school teachers. Started out the morning. I got there early, got there about 8 o'clock. Mass was at 9, and boy, was I glad I did. The conference was held at the local Catholic high school, and it has very nice computers and several computer labs, but it's a Windows lab, and I am not familiar with Windows. You know, I can get around it, and I did today. I'm much more comfortable with the Mac, and I get down, start logging in, typed in my address, and the site is blocked. It's a social network, Wikispaces. So the IT guy, you know, unblocked it, and he says, oh boy, the kids will be really excited because he unblocked all social networks. I'm sure he'll reblock it after today. And so I got that up, and then I pulled up all the other sites that I needed. And, you know, I had a YouTube site up. I had Google Docs up. I also had Prezi, my presentation on, ready to go, and, you know, it took about 40 minutes. I got the labs, the computer rooms, computers logged in, but because this high school was built, oh, maybe 10 years ago, and technology was added later, the front of the room is a whiteboard, but the back of the room is a smart board. So the front of the room, all the computers are facing the front of the room, but in the back is where I presented. So I had thought everybody would be able to look at their wiki at their own computer and follow along with me and kind of move around the site as they needed to, but they all had to be looking at me. But it worked out fine. I spoke. I was given an hour for each session. The first session I talked about 45 minutes and, you know, took questions. And the second session, it was a smaller group, and it took about a half hour. We kind of went through things quickly. And, you know, and each session was a little different. I had an outline that I was following, but I wasn't always, you know, at the first session, I totally forgot to talk about Google Docs. And then the second session, I did talk about Google Docs. So, you know, it's all on my wiki, so that was neat. And, you know, you really don't know what the level of computer literacy your attendees have. And some of them I knew, you know, what was going on, but some, this was totally new. And I shared with them that Twitter was really the start of everything for me. And that was in May 2007 when my oldest son was going off to college. And he always was my computer tech support guy, always, you know, helping me out of, you know, when I'm stuck. And I knew he was going off to college and I needed to learn all this. So I joined Twitter. I started following fellow Catholics. Father Roderick talked about Twitter on the SQPN podcast I was listening to. And I followed several Catholics. And then I started following educators. And I started following a Catholic school teacher in Grand Rapids, Michigan, second grade teacher. Her Twitter name is Scout7. And I started watching to see what she was doing. She would share her wiki, her blog. And I thought, wow, those are a lot of the same things I do. You know, we do the start of the year stories, we do the Thanksgiving stories, and then I saw how she would put it online and make it digital. So here comes fall 2008, and I'm really paying attention to what's going on. And then February 2009 is when I made my first wiki. So I shared with them, it took almost 2 years for me to figure this out, because a lot of the, you know, you get that glazed over look, huh? But, you know, I said it takes time, you know, play around with it. You're not going to break anything. And hopefully some of them will join. I shared my Thanksgiving wiki that they can join and add, you know, pretty painless way to get started on wikis. So we'll see what happens. Boy, I'm sure glad that I had people in the crowd that knew Windows, because I didn't know how to copy and paste, because that was one of the activities I did at first. I was to put a YouTube video of the song My Favorite Things with Julie Andrews, and they helped me with it. It's Control C and then Control V. So thank goodness they were there to help me with that. I couldn't figure out how to do the sound. Luckily, the teacher who teaches in that room walked through to get into another area during my presentation. So she, you know, changed the sound so we could hear some of the things. So the other thing that was good, after that, I had some time, grabbed a lunch. They had box lunches from Arby's, Market Basket sandwiches, delicious, and went to Mike and Carrie's session. And they're husband and wife and teaching at two different Catholic schools, but they did an awesome presentation. They called it Brickiness, and I'll have to share the link and look over their information. Just have a really good way of taking what you have and putting a new spin on it, taking it, making it digital, making it more meaningful for the students. Boy, it really made you think about what I can do. So I've got those wheels turning. And then I went to two librarians who teach at PrEP, Diane and Ginger. And actually, Diane signed up to go to KC, Ed Camp KC, so that was nice to meet her. And saw their wiki and what some of the things that they're doing at PrEP. You know, really great ideas, and learned about some new sites there too. So overall, it was a really good day. Tomorrow we have in-service in the morning, and then, gosh, I'll have to write lesson plans. So it's back to the real world. So anyway, that's a quick reflection. Well, kind of a long reflection. I'll have to do a blog post later too. I know it's going to take a lot of time. Tonight, I am going to relax and enjoy the night, because my presentation is over for today. Have a good night.